Starting Friday, bars and restaurants in Allegheny County can serve dine-in guests for the first time in nearly 3 months. But 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports that during the coronavirus pandemic, not all restaurants are taking advantage of the loosened rules right away.
Things at your favorite diner, rib joint, or fancy restaurant will be different as Allegheny County enters the green phase of reopening, while officials continue working to slow the spread of the virus. Per state rules, restaurants can operate at only 50% capacity. Diners and staff must wear face masks if they are doing anything besides eating, and everyone must practice social distancing. Still, many restaurants are jumping in. Eaton Park, the region's biggest chain of full-service restaurants, is reopening all 60 of its locations, albeit with brand-new one-way lobby doors, reconfigured dining rooms, and single-use paper menus. The soup, fruit, and salad bars are out for now, and enhanced cleaning practices are in. Some restaurants, however, are taking it slower.
50% capacity means 50% of the gratuities you used to make, and 50% of the hours, pretty much, as well.
Sean Enright is general manager of Spork in Friendship. Spork was one of the roughly half of Pennsylvania restaurants that closed in March rather than remain open for takeout only. Federal stimulus money helped tide it over. But Spork won't reopen until June 23rd. That's to give it time to retrain staff, simplify its menu, and figure out how to function with half its normal seating. One issue is reservations, says Enright.
Everybody in Pittsburgh wants to eat at 7 o'clock. It's a running joke in the restaurant industry.
Accommodating people's preferred dining times will be that much harder with just 32 seats instead of 65.
It's going to be a lot of maneuvering. It's going to be a little bit of a game of Tetris.
Spork's 23 staffers will be on reduced hours for now, but some duties will increase, like cleaning. And hospitality workers, who've always been dedicated to fulfilling diners' wishes, will suddenly have a new role as enforcers of face mask rules.
We are going to have to be pretty strict about that.
Even most restaurants that stayed open for takeout during the shutdown suffered steep declines in revenue. Spork hopes to break even under the new operating rules. Other small restaurants are proceeding even more cautiously. Apteka, a vegan restaurant in Bloomfield, tried serving takeout after the shutdown, but stopped because of safety concerns. Now it plans to reopen in late June, but as takeout only. Co-owner Kate Lasky says that even in normal times, restaurants operate on slender profit margins.
You're looking about like 2% profit.
The math gets even harder at 50% capacity, say she and her partner, Tomas Skoronsky.
We had this big crew, and suddenly, like, you just, you know, certain costs don't change. Like, you know, trash doesn't change, internet doesn't change, POS system doesn't change, and so forth. Like, and it's
rent
doesn't change.
To reopen for dine-in service, they'd need to see more widespread, accurate testing for the virus, Skoronsky says.
I think what we're looking for to open up confidently in a business that exposes a lot of people to potentially sharing a virus like this would be to see a lot more protection in place in the city and in the state.
Another big question mark is how confident patrons will be. Enright of Spork believes they'll come back.
My impression is that people will be hungry to get out, and they're probably pretty sick of, you know, cooking meatloaf 3 months at home.
Michelle Rouse is less sure. She owns Simmy's Restaurant and Lounge in Homewood. The restaurant was mostly dine-in before the pandemic shutdown. Rouse says she'll welcome diners Friday, but she doubts there will be many.
But I think about all summer, people like the consumer, how is that going to change? Because people aren't going to go out in restaurant in droves.
And as she emphasizes, there's a challenge in keeping staff healthy as well as patrons.
It has to work for everybody, you know what I mean? We're trying to be safe just as much as people coming in the door trying to be safe.
It's one more thing to remember as you're masking up to dine out. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.